What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to another new episode of Her with Amina Brown. And it is a road stories episode. So that means my husband, who is usually the producer that you all don't get to hear from, you get to hear from him. So Matt is here.
Guess who's back? Back again.
Matt's here in the living room with us.
And a friend.
Matt's always here to bring a snack or to eat a snack. And you know, I don't remember if I ever asked you that when we first started doing road stories, because normally I ask a guest if they were going to hang out in the living room with their friends and they were asked to bring a snack.
Okay.
What snack would they bring? What would be your snack that you would bring?
See, the problem is normally when you ask that question, you asking a lady. And you can't say all, but mostly ladies are pretty thoughtful people. I represent the other side of the population, a dude, and I'm not a mindless dude.
That's true.
But us dudes, we're going to do like, what is the easiest thing?
Okay.
So I'm probably bringing some Doritos.
Okay. That's not a bad choice, though.
A jar of something to dip that Dorito in, maybe.
What's the flavor of Dorito that you would really pick? Or is it just whatever is the first one?
Well, I was told that Cool Ranch is my favorite.
Please. Y'all, the way that Matt is hating on me in this episode, y'all.
I mean, it's a good chip.
Okay. First of all, this is a respectable snack choice.
It is.
To bring a bag of Doritos to a gathering of friends and to bring some element of dip, which I feel would probably be of a cheesy sort of nature. That's respectable. But also, listeners, I just want y'all to know, which I feel I may have referenced in a previous episode that we released for our anniversary 1 or 2 years ago. So I will try to make sure we get that in the show notes. That is a shout out to the show notes, that if we're ever here talking about something and you're like, oh, a link, wait, I can't remember. You don't have to remember, because you can go to aminabrown.com/herwithamina. The links are right there. Okay, so I'm gonna try to link to the actual episode where Matt and I tell our story of how we had got together. But a part of that story was me asking Matt to build a show with me in the studio, and I didn't have money to pay him. And for some reason, I had in my head that he would be a Cool Ranch Doritos person.
Maybe you thought I was a cool type of dude and cool people eat Cool Ranch.
Maybe so. I mean, I also feel generationally like Doritos is premium snack. Like when we were kids.
Oh, yeah.
And if you were having a lunch made for you by your parents and your parents went and got the little mini bags of chips, bless their hearts if they got the variety bag, because I was never really a Fritos girl. And the plain Lay's also could like kick rocks for me as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But them Doritos, the regular original,
Nacho
and
cheese,
the Cool
baby.
Ranch.
Yeah.
Like if you open up your lunchbox and that's what you had, immediately it must be that your parents love you more than the rest of those kids.
Yeah, you felt cool. Because also that meant that your parents probably just went to the store.
Mm-hmm.
So that means your family doing all right. It's like you showing up in a starter jacket or something. You got a starter jacket in your lunchbox because everybody knows you go to your friend's house and they mom ain't been to the store in a minute. Mom, dad, whoever ain't been to the store in a minute. And all you saw was a bunch of Frito, them little Frito bags. You know, we're getting the leftovers today.
Yes, that makes life hard. Like, I hated that variety bag because when it came time to eat them Fritos, This another thing, and I don't know, because the kids that we have in our lives, I haven't really asked a lot of like lunchtime questions of them. And then things have changed. So I don't know if kids is still getting their lunches made or if they just eating there at school. I don't know. But I'm gonna tell you right now, I want to give a shout out to Gen X for learning negotiation skills very early in life. Because if you had a bag of chips in your lunch that you hate, you had to really try to convince some other kid. Now, hopefully, I remember having some other friends or other people I went to school with. They love a Frito bag.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be happy to trade me that for they, you know, now for Fritos, you're not going to get Gushers because that's not equal negotiation tactic.
Mm-hmm. It's not
an equal trade. So I don't know if you're getting like a Welch's fruit snack, which is still a good thing, but it's not. Or if you're getting an applesauce, but I would rather have an applesauce than eat Fritos for me.
What was the sour one? Like you bit into it, and
that wasn't a Gusher too.
That was a Gusher, yeah. But
Gusher had a sour. They had a sour one. So shout out to Gen X because you had to really, you know, learn how to do the best with what you had, or learn how to trade up.
We've been navigating things like that. Talk about a recession,
yo.
When you show up with a Frito bag, you knew you was in a recession, and you had to figure it out.
Yeah, you had to work out a trade. But it turns out some people like Fritos.
Although if anybody from Fritos is listening, I would love a bag right now.
Well, at least the Fritos, first of all, Frito is a Lay brand and Lay's has other wonderful chips. Mm-hmm. So I can appreciate the brand of Lay's without having to rock for them Frito chips. Now, the only time them Frito chips came in good is somebody at the football games of our high school team would cut the bag, the Frito bag. Okay, was you about to go there? Okay, they would cut the bag and then they would dump a little chili and a little cheese in that hoe. Or they would dump the Fritos bag out and put it in that little paper.
Yeah.
Kind of like paper little bowl.
You doing it.
That you would get.
You doing it.
The high school thing. They would dump that in. And that's really, you know, a different type of nacho situation.
Some people call it a walking taco, I've heard it called. Where you put like different chives, different like herbs and stuff on top. And, you know, that's a shout out to being in our 40s now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We know how to take what maybe at one time might not have been the chosen chip bag that
come
was
on,
sitting
the chosen
there.
Chip. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. My.
And then you put a little cheese, melt it on there. Mm-hmm. You know, cheese on just about anything is going to work.
Yeah, it does.
But let's talk about adding like chili.
The chili is really what
or
sets
it
off.
Or adding some chorizo.
Mm-hmm.
We was at a restaurant the other night, and somehow another day, we got a side of chorizo
and
with
add
some
it
cheese.
Into the queso. My God,
add it into the queso.
We are talking about miracles, people.
Praise
these
hands.
I'm doing
your
miraculous
mom's,
thing.
Your mom's
yes, that's
hand.
Definitely you want to do the praise hand with the 90-degree angle at the elbow, or the praise doesn't arrive to God. I don't make the rules,
bless
guys.
Up.
I don't make the rules. Okay, so thank you, Matt, for sharing your snack, which, albeit an easy snack, is respectable. And we thank you for bringing that into the living room.
And, you know, that is a thing, though. I would say that, like, your other guests, because I edit your podcast. And of course, I'm interested in what you do. So I listen. I'm a big fan. Wow. Everybody subscribe right now. But you got people on here, when you ask them, they're like, I make this deluxe salad from scratch. Like, I'm putting things together. And some people are baking things. Some people are in the oven. And I'm like, man.
We've had some very like high level deli meats as well for some charcuteries. There's some high level charcuterie among.
That's what I'm talking about.
With Amina Brown guests, some high level prosciutto is out here.
You get some dudes together. First of all, getting dudes to actually get together.
Okay.
And say, yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's what we usually say. Yeah, man, let's get together sometime. And I know you'd be rolling your eyes because we ain't never going to get together. Ain't nobody going to put nothing on. But by the time we finally get, it's probably a big game or something like that on. Somebody going to bring a 6-pack of beer, and somebody going to bring a bag of chips, mm-hmm. and somebody going to bring a jar of something to dip it in. And that's about it. But we make it work.
I do want to give you a little more credit than you're giving yourself, because when we have gone to some co-ed gatherings for a game, mm-hmm. the people trust you to bring the wings.
That's true.
Because
that's
they true. Know that you are a chicken connoisseur, particularly a fried chicken connoisseur. Like, if there was a sommelier for fried chicken, that would be you. So we have had some gatherings where I was like, hey, what should we bring? And they'd be like, oh, is Matt coming with you? And I'd be like, yeah. They'd be like, all right, y'all bring the wings then.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna be good at something, chicken's a good thing to mm-hmm. be, you know, be good at.
It's a good thing to know. So shout out
now,
to that.
Granted, that's the snack that I bring if I'm going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my go-to snack for myself,
okay,
is different because okay. I can't quite figure out how to bring this snack somewhere.
Okay,
but one of my favorite snacks to make late at night when I come home from DJing. And I'm trying not to eat 1,000+ calories like I once did. I ain't getting no younger. Trying to change it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I get like a little bit of sourdough bread.
Okay.
Now we're doing the multigrain sourdough.
Right.
Because we in our 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So I toast it. Put some crunchy peanut butter on it.
Mm-hmm.
Slice up a banana.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Your Decaf Farmer's Market.
Come on, Your Decaf.
Them bananas, them organic bananas. Ooh,
they
taste
so
different.
Fresh.
Wherever
so
y'all
fresh.
Getting them things from, I don't want to know what's happening. Man, they taste amazing.
Yeah.
So you put them on top.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, that right there, my favorite snack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you need to go into overtime,
oh,
need a little bonus.
Okay.
Take a little bit of one of them dark chocolate bars we got. You take a couple squares of that and put that on top.
Okay, now see, I have never seen that. So that is a thing that you have been doing when I have not been around.
Uh-huh.
But it does sound delicious. I uh-huh. thought you were going to say you drizzled some honey on that hoe, but you
Ooh,
didn't.
Ooh, that's a good idea too.
Okay.
See, my normal routine is when I'm packing up mm-hmm. from the gig and I'm heading to the car, I text, I say, hold my watch because, you know, Siri, listen.
She do be nosy. Like, she do
be. Siri, text my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Headed to the car. If I don't hear back from you, I know you sleep. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, it's peanut
then you know
butter
it's your
banana
time.
Time. It's peanut butter banana time. It's peanut butter banana time. And we got a chocolate bar.
This is good to know, because I knew what you were doing. I knew the bread. I knew the banana and the peanut butter. I knew those parts. The chocolate ad, that makes a lot of sense now. So I'm happy to know that this is what you're doing. This is also a very respectable snack. I can't think really in my mind now what, and I guess I should be there would be certain things someone would say that I would be like, I feel like anyone's snack I would try to respect,
mm-hmm.
because snacks are relative,
mm-hmm.
and everyone has various sundry tastes and likes, but there would be some things that I'd be like, ooh, I don't know, like if somebody was like, oh, I go to the gathering and I just bring a bag of saltines, I'd mm-hmm. be like,
snacks, music, and movies.
I don't know. I would be like,
you
saltines.
Like, what you
like you do you? Because the thing is, the difference between a snack you enjoy versus what you bring to share with other people, like that says a big thing about you. Because it's like, I might enjoy something that I know other people think is whack, and I'm just gonna eat it at my house. But if I bring something that I know most people gonna think is whack to share, that to me is where you're not being a good living room guest.
Mm-mm.
So. We always bring snacks to the living room here. Y'all let us know. Let us know what you think are the snacks that do not deserve to be brought to gatherings. That's mm-hmm. important. Since we are also here to talk about food, this is the third in our, we're still in our road story series. We have a few more episodes to share about that. But this is the last of our food episodes regarding road stories. And we have two important locations to cover. We need to circle back to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
We have discussed Portland on this podcast regarding the great shopping that we have experienced there.
Mm-hmm.
We have discussed very slightly, this is a coffee city.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about what we have enjoyed in our time that we traveled to Portland. What was the food like that we loved?
I gotta say, my favorite thing in Portland is the food truck scene.
Yeah.
And I can't even tell you the name of any of those food trucks. And it's quite possible none of those food trucks are still there, that they might have cycled in and out and become something else.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those type of cities. Austin already also has the same thing. Mm-hmm. Chicago, kind of similar in a part of it. But you could go to a place, and I remember there's somebody that all they make is grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Different variations of grilled cheese sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been eating a grilled cheese sandwich my whole life. I didn't know you could do different variations.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, was I wrong. Them mm-hmm. people grilled that cheese, and whatever they did to it, they did it. I remember there was some sort of a Japanese dish that the lady only made one thing.
Oh.
And there was nothing else. I don't remember what it was called. But anyways, it was delicious. Mm-hmm. Everything I had from a food truck over there, I'd be like, how you do that in the truck? How you do that back there?
Right.
What you doing?
Right.
But sometimes you just don't want to know because it's delicious. Mm-hmm. But Portland had that food truck scene.
I have to say, you brought up a good point about Portland, because Portland, you know, this is not a disrespectful statement for those of you that are Portlandians, Portlanders. I don't know what the official term, but those of you that live up in there or are from there. But Portland, when you're a visitor, gives off, like, when people said the word hipster, they really meant that it originated there.
I think it did.
But the thing about Portland, though, is like, I feel like Portland, go ahead and just don't be ashamed of the fact that it's a very hipstery town. And I think a lot of the hipster vibes show up in like the food truck scene and mm-hmm. those things, like the very particular items that people decided to build their food truck empire from.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, in any other city, I would be like, ugh. But when I'm in Portland, I'm like, yes, let's have waffle fries in as many different ways as a waffle fry can be made. A waffle fry dessert? Sure. Let's have a waffle food truck that has savory and sweet and breakfast and not breakfast. Let's do this.
Just from an outsider looking in. I'm not from there. So, you know, I'm from Atlanta. I've mm-hmm. been in Atlanta since before my 10th grade year of high school. This is home to me. Wherever else I've laid my head for any period of time other than that, this is home, ATL mm-hmm. home. Mm-hmm. Been here. So I know how I feel when, you know, people say things about Atlanta or presuppositions, whatever, from outside looking. So I understand that somebody from Portland might hear what I'm about to say and be upset. I'm just saying, from an outsider looking in,
oh boy,
my perspective is that Portland is like that blend, is a blend of whimsical and furrowed brow. Because it's not like whimsical. It's not like a whimsical, silly place. But you might see a dude riding up the street on a unicycle wearing a monocle,
right?
With a furrowed brow,
right?
Like, what you doing here? Mm-hmm. What you looking at? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the dude on the unicycle wearing a uniglass.
Like, it might be the guy on a unicycle with a monocle, but the shirt says, "Y'all keep killing the trees."
Yeah,
yeah, I think that's the vibe. That's the Portland vibe for sure.
It's like we ain't holding on to traditional norms, but we are upset about something.
I think you've made a great description there. And the people there, I'm not a beer drinker,
mm-hmm.
but people who love beer,
yeah,
they get involved in that in Portland.
Yeah, some good beers
in Portland. I do live with a coffee drinker.
Me
and Portland do have the good coffee, though.
They
like,
do.
I want to give a shout out to Stumptown
that one.
Roasters
yep.
up in there.
Yep.
There's multiple amazing coffee to have
yeah.
in Portland.
I think Portland was one of those first places that I walked into a coffee shop and tried to ask for some modification, because I still kind of new into drinking coffee. And so I asked for some kind of modification, and back to the furrowed brow, they handed one out.
You were shunned.
You know what I mean? They let me know that ain't cool.
You were
cool,
coffee
bro.
Shunned.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
That does happen in Portland. Mm-hmm. That does. My favorite food thing in Portland is voodoo.
I felt like I got roasted.
Ooh, burn.
Starbucks.
My favorite thing is voodoo donuts.
Yeah.
I'm at a point of life where the amount of things I will wait in line for is very little. Like, I will no longer wait in line to get in the club.
Mm-hmm.
I will no longer wait in line to be shopping on Black Friday. Like, it's just things I'm just not going to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to wait and buy it.
But in Portland, standing in line for voodoo donuts, I will do it.
We'll do it.
And I will have no regrets. That was my first donut with like cereal as a topping.
Mm-hmm.
Like
see?
Fruit Loops.
Now back to my point. Voodoo.
Huh?
Edit. Now edit that.
One time you get to say it to yourself.
Oh, my podcast clients be like, Matt, edit that. I'm going to leave it in. Y'all laughing. Let's go to commercial.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
And we're back. And so my point about voodoo donuts, about Portland being whimsical, mm-hmm. yeah, furrowed brow, voodoo donuts, you walk in and they're going to have a donut with pink icing with Cap'n Crunch or whatever cereal stacked high on it with some like little kids toys, but also have skulls all over the wall.
Very.
You know what I mean? Look like a tattoo mm-hmm. shop / donut shop.
Yeah.
And so it's like, we're whimsical, mm-hmm. but don't play with us.
It's voodoo donuts definitely gave me like I appreciate you bringing up the word whimsical, because it definitely gave me like, is it whimsy? Is it punk rock? Is it Dia de los Muertos? Like, we're just here in like a combination of things. But either way, I accept that combination because those donuts were delicious. And then for me, this ain't no disrespect to the other outposts of Voodoo Donuts, but I have had Voodoo Donuts in another city. And it just ain't the same.
It's not the same.
It's just not the same. Like, it's just, I really, like, if you're going to have Voodoo Donuts, at least your first time, have it in Portland. Get that pink box.
That pink
box. Stand in line. Like, do the whole thing.
I feel like, you know, back in the day when you'd be walking through the mall and you'd see somebody with that whatever bag of the shop that's like the expense, like, ooh, they shopped at whatever. Like, remember back when everybody's wearing Guess jeans with a little triangle on the pocket. You see somebody with that Guess bag, you're like, oh, right. Okay.
Wow, the status.
I feel like carrying that pink box through the airport, it's like,
sure. That's definitely a thing that I know we did probably multiple times, is get them donuts and take them back. And then everybody at the airport know what you got.
Yeah, they know
which is a
doing.
Little risky on our part, because that means they know what you got. TSA could be like, ah, gotta search it. Need to keep this. I think this is a liquid.
Gonna have to hold this. Gonna have to hold this.
All right. Our next food stop, which is important as our last one, is Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying the state of Texas, but if I'm honest, I really and truly mean San Antonio and Austin.
Might as well
it's
be
really,
honest.
You know, no disrespect to the other cities.
Shout out to Houston.
I do want to give Houston an honorable mention.
I do want to shout out to Houston.
But the thing about Houston that's interesting for me is I feel like, because Houston is such an international city, it's like the food there, the food scene there feels like so varied.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when we have gone to San Antonio and Austin, that is really to get like Tex-Mex wasted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really like the vibe. But I do want to give an honorable mention to Houston, Texas, because generally the food there, and really Austin too, like I think Austin had generally a great food scene. But we need to talk specifically about tacos right now.
Yes, Lord.
These are two people that lived in Texas for long periods of time. You lived in the Dallas area for over 10 years or around 10 years.
About 10.
I lived in San Antonio for, I guess almost, no, not quite 10 years, probably like, probably 6 years until I went away to college. But then all that time I was in college, my mom still lived there. So I was still coming home. So maybe around 10 years, if you count all the breaks and everything from school that I was coming home. Okay, I need to talk about breakfast tacos. Breakfast tacos are such a staple of life in all of Texas, but in particular ways in South Texas.
Yes.
Like that.
So necessary.
That's your breakfast taco spot is right next to like McDonald's. Like how some of us grew up, like your parents, speaking of stunting on people, your parents could take you to a dentist appointment and then be like, oh, we didn't have time to get you breakfast, and how they stop and get you the big platter that was in the styrofoam thing that had the pancake and the little sausages. If you showed up to school with that,
baller.
The kids would be like, damn.
I gotta stay fly.
It'd be regrets about that cold cereal they had. So basically, in Texas, you could have the equivalent of that the same way people felt about going to get McDonald's breakfast. You feel that way about having breakfast tacos. Also, when you are traveling in church space, like we were for a long time, church business is real big in Texas.
Real big. Everything bigger in Texas.
Like what's funny, y'all, is we used to travel to Texas so much when we were doing church gigs. Now that neither of us are doing church gigs, we don't never go to Texas unless it's for leisure, because we're going to like see some friends or we just have a city there we wanted to travel to. But Dallas, Texas, don't never see us no more, because the main reason we got booked over there was church. But I'm gonna tell you one thing, when we were doing Sunday services and those people would show up with the long aluminum pan of the breakfast tacos rolled up in the foil.
Let me tell you, the green room in a very large church in Texas more than likely was about to have some bomb breakfast tacos.
Yo, I want to give a special shout out to my Dallas people and the Kolaches, because I know nothing about that. I know nothing about that in San Antonio.
I didn't
Austin.
Know about Kolaches, so I got to Dallas either.
No, so I do. Dallas, you do get a small minor shout out right there on the Kolaches, because some of those churches, you would get breakfast tacos and Kolaches.
And some of those mom and pop donut shops were really good. That's where you got the kolaches from.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one that had the little bit of the jalapeno in there.
Ooh.
Oh, Lord. My goodness. Mm. Hey.
I'm going to tell y'all right now. Also, when it comes to breakfast tacos, this the shout outs I want to give. I want to give a shout out to a potato and egg taco. I want to give a shout out to a bean and cheese specifically. I want to give a shout out to an eggs bacon cheese there. Also, I want to give a shout out to a bean bacon cheese. It's just a few. Like, remember when you was in school and they would be like, how many combinations of these blah, blah, blah ingredients? Mm-hmm. Like, I really wish they would have given me that when I was in school in Texas related to the things that go in a breakfast taco. But here's the thing. We live here in Atlanta. The people here be trying to make breakfast tacos. But I'm going to tell you where they going wrong, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's too many ingredients. It's too many choices. It's too many things. You can't be adding like caramelized onions and sweet potato. Don't do that. Just focus on, you need to have eggs, bacon, beans, potatoes, cheese. Maybe there's a chorizo.
Oh.
I mean, you really less than 10 ingredients that you could possibly choose for this. And all them ingredients in whatever various ways you're going to mash them up going to be delish.
Mm-hmm.
I miss that very much. Whenever we go to Texas to this day, the last time we went to Texas before the pandemic, no, we actually have taken one more trip since the pandemic started. We took one trip.
Dude.
And the first thing we did, got the rental car and did what?
Mm.
Drove straight to the taco spot.
Straight to the taco spot.
Like, need that breakfast. I sat in the lobby of the hotel.
They had the spit with the pork, with juices dripping down, man. And the pineapple dripping down. Oh, my goodness.
Listen, the
brisket.
Okay, we do need to speak about the brisket because it's very interesting the amount of places that we've traveled and sort of the various versions of barbecue. You know, I'm putting my big air quotes there. Yeah. Like, you could go to Memphis and that's a different barbecue. You could be in Kansas City and that's different. You could have barbecue in North Carolina, that's different. When people in Texas say barbecue, they typically mean something involving brisket.
Mm-hmm. Smoked meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that brisket.
Specifically that brisket.
Yo.
They do the Lord's work in Texas on that.
I'm going to tell y'all, like, we have traveled other places that have said they had brisket on the menu. And yikes.
It's all right.
it's never great.
If I didn't know better, I'd be like, wow.
Mm.
Problem is, my taste buds.
That's it.
They know better.
That's it. Also want to give a shout out to the Texas establishment, especially San Antonio and Austin, where you can see the tias and the abuelas in the back, like hand making tortillas.
Yes,
like,
Lord.
I'm just telling y'all.
It's a beautiful thing.
Like, when we go to Texas, we are people that go ahead and get taco wasted. Like, if they asking me, do I have dietary restrictions? Not this trip.
Nope.
I'm eating this, whatever this is, the queso, the pico de gallo. In Texas, they know the difference between salsa and pico de gallo.
Wow.
That is not the same.
Wow.
It's so much.
So much.
It's so much. I also want to give a shout out in San Antonio to, I think it's called the Original Donut Shop, which is one of our favorite taco places in San Antonio because they have donuts and tacos all in one.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a special shout out to my favorite donut place in the country, Gordo's, which is in Austin, Texas. And Gordo's, their food truck location may have changed, but they used to have a food truck location pre-pandemic that was next to a taco food truck that was called Mezcalitos.
That's a win-win.
And we would stop up in there and get both of them hoes. Get the donut, get the taco, get a Jarritos. and just listen.
Get cozy.
I'm telling y'all right now, like, a time is going to come where we are going to go back to that area of Texas. I don't know. We're going to fly into San Antonio. I got to get to Austin for the day.
Listen,
anybody
that works at a big old church in Texas, I know Mina probably ain't going to show up and do it. But if you want me to recite "He is here,"
no.
I bet I could do it by now.
No.
I bet I could do it by now. He is here.
What we really
in
need
your
is,
heart.
Do y'all got a corporate gig? Who got a corporate gig in Texas that pays very well and that in our rider, y'all can just bring us these tacos at 8 a.m. That would be the best case scenario.
That would be so great.
That's all I'm saying.
So great.
So much food on the road to enjoy. And I'll tell you one thing, as we like close the food portion of our Road Stories episodes, I feel like the thing that I've had time to think about as we've not been on the road as much, and it just gave me time to think about, what do I really miss about that? And I've talked to some other friends that were sort of in the same kind of like rigor of travel that we were. And some of it is I miss traveling. I miss being able to go to those cities. So that said to me, well, I want to make a priority of, you know, once a year, twice a year, you know, however much the budget allows, to just travel some places, go to the cities now that we don't have to go there just because we're working.
Right.
And sometimes we do go to cities and work, but we're not doing gigs there. So we're going there. Maybe we're working on projects or working on client work or, you know, filming or recording for something else. But like, enjoy the cities when you go there.
Yeah.
Because now, nine times out of 10, when we travel now, we're like not on anyone else's schedule for the most part. So we can take our time and go to some food trucks and find the coffee spots we love to go to. And so I do want to like bring that back. Some parts of where we were traveling, I don't want to travel back to them places. But traveling to some places we love, I do want to do that, you know?
Yeah. See the culture.
Yeah.
Learn something.
Yeah. Top cities for me, if we could choose trips to go to next, top cities for me would be Austin/San Antonio area, because they're close enough. You can do both of them in one. Chicago, Philly, if I was going to take a food trip.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to go one place. You have 24 to 48 hours and all you're going to do is eat the food.
Yep.
It would be them three.
Easily.
Top areas for me.
Easily. Same.
What about you?
Same. Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Huh?
I don't know. Is that a place?
Yes, actually.
Did we end up there?
I think we did actually one time.
I don't remember the food being good though.
We ended up there or close to.
Yeah.
But you feel like you would go to the
same
cities.
You nailed it. Yeah. Chicago. Oh, that's the one.
That's the top.
That's the one. Philly.
Top three. I missed that hoagie real bad. Get out of here. So maybe y'all will see us around. If we travel out there just to eat some food, we will definitely keep y'all posted. Tune in to our next Road Stories episode where we tell you how sometimes on the road, things get terrible. See y'all next time. Her with Amina Brown is produced by Matt Owen for Soul Graffiti Productions as a part of the Seneca Women Podcast Network in partnership with iHeartRadio. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.